Good afternoon, shareholders. Good afternoon, analysts. Very welcome from my side. My name is Moritz Palmi. I'm Head of Investor Relations, and I'm in the room with Ivo Ivanovski, our CEO, and Lars Mosav, our CFO. And I'm very happy that we present today the financial results 2023. After the presentation, there is a Q&A session, and you can already start raising your questions if you would like to. You see the question mark on your screen. Just click on it, and please type in your question and submit it. We will come to your questions at the end of the presentation. And right now, I would like to hand over to Ivo Ivanovski.
Thank you, Moritz. Good afternoon, everybody, from my side. Thank you for joining our first investor call that we will show the results from the last year, which are the full quarter plus the 9 days since we went live. And happy to share with you the strategy that we have for 2024 briefly, and then we will come to the Q&A. So maybe if we start with the first slide, just to recap a little bit for those who have followed us from the Capital Market Day today, we are in the 6 countries, Austria, the largest market, Slovenia, Croatia, Serbia, North Macedonia, and Bulgaria. Happy to show that we have grown with the number of towers. We will reach 13,465 sites. Based on the Capital Market Day, just to recall, we had 2 positive investment ratings from Moody's and Fitch. And we have a stable business model. If we go to the next slide, we went live on September 22nd. The share price had been up and down, like many other infrastructure, many other tower companies. But what we are looking forward is that some analysts that have covered EuroTowerSites already have estimation that the share price should be worth north of 5 euro, and we believe that they are right. So we will demonstrate based on our performance that the actual share price should improve. After the go live, we have been successful that the operations, integrations of the 6 countries under one umbrella has been very smooth. Everybody's functioning is an independent company, and with the full-time employees, with the resources that we have been able to bring to the companies, we have shown that EuroTowerSites is a fully independent company. It's important to mention that we did close some good contracts from mobile network operators who are not part of A1 Telekom Austria groups. We have renewed some, and then we have signed some new ones, which bring the business model for 24, 25 and onwards in a positive. And then the revaluation of the sites, which was necessary to be done, has brought EuroTowerSites asset value to 1.3 billion euros. During the Capital Market Day, we did mention that we will do some small asset deals of sites which were left in the A1 group prior to the spin-off due to different reasons for lack of documentation. And now in Q4 of last year, we were able to purchase 118 sites, with the majority being in North Macedonia, 25 in Croatia, and 80 in Slovenia. So the next, please. This is just to show where do we stand on the macro tower development. So accumulating with those 118 sites, we have reached only in Q4 additional 240 sites, which brings the number that I mentioned to 13,445. The tenancy ratio has improved from 1.22 to 1.23. It's worth mentioning that we have 385 new tenants, which shows a 2% growth. This is our strategy, part of the strategy that we continue to increase the third-party tenants to be less dependent on the anchor tenant and to grow the top line. From the geographical representation, again, Austria, the largest market, we see that there's the majority of the sites, then followed by Bulgaria and then Croatia. So again, 240 sites in Q4, that we are reaching a solid number. We have been able to roll out 112 new sites, which for Q4 was impressive for us. And now we will be able to share with you in more detail from quarter to quarter the progress of the rollout. Next, please. On this slide, we can just look at the CapEx, the 27.3 million euros that we utilized in the happy year 2023. Just to remind everybody, we do have a mandatory upgrade in our master lease agreement with anchor tenant, Telekom Austria Group. That means that we need to prepare a large number of sites, of towers, to be 5G ready. But at the same time, with this CapEx invested in these sites, we are preparing them for a second or a third tenant. That is where more than half of this CapEx went, and then the rest is in the new sites, the rollout, and a little bit of the maintenance that we are constantly doing. One important feature is that in Serbia, we have 306 sites that have solar panels and hybrid energy solutions, which have produced 1,700 megawatts hours of electricity in 2023. This is electricity that we are selling to the anchor tenant at the moment. And if you convert that to the energy consumption for that site, that equals to one-fifth of the energy consumption being done with alternative energy solution, and it's helping the ESG targets of the anchor tenant and, of course, ESG targets of your Eurotelesite. A little bit on the 5G upgrades. This is Austria, again, is the majority of the sites, majority of the CapEx that were utilized in this picture, what we're demonstrating, but every country has different spectrum of upgrades, and we will show in other times. So with this, I will give the floor to our CFO, Lars Morsdorf, and I will come back again a little bit on the guidance. Now, let's look.
Thank you very much, Ivo, and welcome and good afternoon to all of you. Thanks for joining and for your interest. I will walk you through the figures. Before I do so, I would like to start with a brief definition of what kind of figures we present to you today. It's important to mention that we first show to you the so-called pro forma figures. We do that because we've shown pro forma figures also in our Capital Markets Day presentation. So at a time when the company was not yet established, to make an assessment how the figures could look like, and to make it comparable, we decided on a high level we would like to foster the understanding for the figures, also easier to read from your perspective, and that's why the first slide will show the pro formas in comparison to the previous year, 2022. The pro formas that we show are not audited. The main scope of today's call is to show you the actuals of the year 2023, which is the first year of our operations. And as you are aware, it's a bit complex because we can not only show you the fourth quarter of our operations because we started on the 22nd of September. So the actuals that I will talk about on the later slides today are the actuals between September 22nd and December 31st. Those figures are currently being audited. The audit has not been completed yet. However, the attestation is scheduled for the third week of February. And so this year, 2024, and of course, the actuals are also subject to review and approval by the EuroTeleSites Supervisory Board. As soon as both has happened, we will also upload all the figures and the testations to our homepage. So there you can follow then the final results. Having said that, let's jump to the first slide and of the figures. As mentioned, I would briefly like to walk you through the performance in comparison of the previous year, 2022, and the year ended 2023. I think we can be proud that in the first month of operations, we kept exactly the expectations that we also have reported during the summertime when we still were working on the business case. We achieved even the upper bandwidth of our growth expectation. This you can see in the revenues. So for the year 2022, we had a full year and in the whole group revenues in the amount of 232 million euros. For the ended year 2023 pro forma, we additionally grew revenue by 14 million euro, which equals a 6% revenue growth. This you can also see on the right side in the EBITDA after leases. Same procedure in growth rate, so also 6% of growth. It's important to mention that on the later charts and the actuals, I will talk about some one-time effects we saw in the revenues, which was a one-time positive effect by 1.7 million. These effects are not here included. Reaching the free cash flow for the pro forma year 2023, which is at 68 million and which is slightly lower than the pro forma that we saw in the year 2022. And it's reasoned due to the fact that we spent more on the CapEx side. Ivo has mentioned, for example, we did an asset deal for additional 118 sites purchasing towers from A1, and those purchasing volume is also included in the CapEx, and therewith, of course, you can see a reduced free cash flow. What is a strong message and a very positive message is that we started at a leverage of 7.7, and you remember the discussion we've had through the Capital Markets Day and the investor calls that our goal was to reach 7.6 leverage during our launching year of 2023. We herewith can give you the concrete number that we even fulfilled it a little bit better than planned. So our current leverage on pro forma basis calculated is reaching 7.3. Maybe you remember the discussion that our goal, and we will talk about this later as well, is to deleverage in the first years of our existence. So this is one of our focuses by initiating the new operations and the new business. Let's jump to the next slide, please. Now we are talking about the actual financial year 2023, which covers the numbers as mentioned, September 22nd to December 31st of 2023. We will present you first the actuals as an overview for the whole group. You can see that we reached in this specific time revenues in the amount of 71.9 million euros and at the same time an EBITDA after leases in the amount of 40.1 million. You can also see that as Ivo has mentioned before on the tower side, a similar trend you can see, of course, on the revenue side. 61% of our revenue is generated in our main market, Austria. And then the second and the third biggest market are Bulgaria and Croatia, each reaching 11%. If you look at the overall percentage, 61% in revenues as a share of the Austrian market and 69% on the EBITDA after leases. This is linked to the fact that I've mentioned before. On the revenue side, in 2023, we had a one-time positive effect in the amount of 1.7 million, and at the same time, with no costs behind, because it was pure revenue effect, and that's why there is a slight difference between two percentages on the country level. If we jump into the group results, between September and December, you can see that we reached 70.9 million. As mentioned, I think important to highlight is that we also reached our target that the EBITDA after leases margin of 56%, which we consider as being very strong, was achieved. At the same time, on the left bottom, you can see the overall CapEx spend for the last year, or the last quarter plus the 9 days, which covers 27.3 million. This includes also the purchasing of the 118 sites, and overall therewith we reach a CAPEX to revenue ratio of 38%. You remember that 38% is higher than we announced for the general revenue CAPEX margin, but you will see later that our expectation is that in 2024 and also beyond, in the midterm, we expect to spend approximately 20% of our revenues into CAPEX and the development of our infrastructure. This all leads us to a free cash flow in the amount of 17.2 million for the year 2023. And the outlook itself is positive, as we will briefly discuss on a later chart. Maybe for those who go a little bit further in the P&L, it's important to mention that we are currently on the tax rate slightly beyond 22%, and we expect for the year 2024 and beyond to reach around 20 to slightly above 20% on a blended range, range as well. Jumping to the next slide, we briefly made a breakdown for the segment of Austria, as we call it, and then also beyond on the international segments. I would like to give a brief hint that if you do the calculations and you sum up the segments, it will not match, and it does not match for the reason because, of course, there is still the group that is the umbrella of all the segments and all the companies, so therefore, please look at the number that I've just presented, just as a remark. So looking at the segment of Austria, I think we can also develop, we can report a positive development, including the fulfillment of the master lease agreement, which is important to mention because, as you know, the other opcos, the other local companies have been established within the last 2 years, while the Austrian company has newly been founded just this summer. So therefore, of course, the contracts needed to be closed, which successfully has been done. Secondly, here you also can see the 1.7 million as a one-time positive effect, which is actually linked to the fact that we had from previous times a one-time effect just in the revenue recognition. Going to the next slide, you can see the international segment where we have mentioned the 118 sites that Ivo has presented. So those acquisitions have been taking place in the other countries than Austria. That's why the CAPEX is higher on that portion. And you also can see the tenancy ratio per country. Ivo mentioned the average tenancy increase, and I think this is also applicable for the other countries, but it's proportional, of course. So the 1.23 that we reached in tenancy ratio for the whole group is the average of the different local tenancy ratios that we present here. You can see on the right side that we had the hope that in Serbia for 2024 we could together with A1 achieve progress in the 5G auction. This has been postponed, and therefore, of course, the portion that we have in our CAPEX for the 5G rollout in Serbia will be used for different other CAPEX spendings, but we are optimistic that it will be compensated by other options. So no change in overall CAPEX figures also for Serbia. Having said that, we briefly jump to the outlook for 2024 and the midterm. Ivo, please.
Thank you, Lars. So the outlook for 2024 is to continue to grow the tenancy ratio, to continue to attract a third-party tenants. We believe we are in a good track with the investments that we did in 2023, that a lot of locations have become more attractive for MNOs and non-MNOs. And now it is up for our management that we locate more equipment on these sites. We continue to work on the mandatory upgrades for our anchor tenant. We continue to roll out the needs for rooftops and greenfields of the anchor tenant, which will strengthen them, and also it will improve our performance. Then the non-MNO business opportunities, this is something that we are looking in segments such as advertising, for example, and other areas. But overall, these are a minor impact on the revenue, but it's giving us a little bit of new opportunities that we can explore. So we're constantly experimenting to see what might fit for the longer term and our strategy. A few more comments. Of course, our ESG strategy and the compliance is on the top of our priority. We are a young company, so we have a lot of opportunities to implement a ESG that is according to the best practices, and we are in a good track for that. Then to continue to implement a digital asset management software, this is a solution that is called SiteTracker that we will have it by end of this year, where we will have completely replaced the legacy asset management application with a state-of-the-art site tracker that will help us be more efficient. And of course, a little bit of the financial guidelines will follow from Lars.
Yes, briefly looking ahead, as Ivo has mentioned, for the year 2024, we expect a revenue growth of around 5%. And looking beyond, and you will find familiar what we mentioned in the midterm. So, of course, the overall goal is to stay in the band that we have presented already through the Capital Markets Day. So no change, structural change on our midterm guidance. We plan and intend to grow by 4 to 6% CAGR in revenues. At the same time, even if we are already on a high EBITDA and EBITDA after leases margin, of course, by being very careful with costs, including, of course, also on the other side, the increase of the revenues, we expect that we can continue to work on our margin expansion. And as mentioned before, the expectation of our CAPEX spend will be around 20% of our revenues. Having said that, we would like to foster and renew our comments from the Capital Markets Day also on the no dividend commitment for the first 4 years. And therefore, and that's the main purpose, of course, to deleverage the company to reach a leverage of approximately 5 times in the midterm. This was a quick glance into the first 100 days of our operations. Thank you very much for your interest. We would also like to highlight, and you see it on the next slide, that we will be quite active this year. And dear investors, we would like to invite all of you, of course, if you have any questions or if we see that we are nearby. For example, we will be in England and Austria and also Madrid, for example, give us a hint and we will be ready to answer your questions. And having said that, I'm handing back to Moritz for the Q&A session. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Ivo. Thank you, Lars. We already received the first questions. As we discussed, Ivo and Lars, I would kindly ask you to read out the questions loudly so that everyone is familiar with the question which is raised.
Thank you. I will go with the first question. It seems we have one person with four questions. The asset deals of 118 sites, I believe, are the result of government approvals for transferring them to ETS. Are there any sites in any country that are not yet being transferred to ETS? So, again, we are a separate company and A1 owns those sites. We believe that there are some left, but we do not follow what is the progress with those sites, and we are not aware what will be the decision of the A1 management, what to do with those sites. So unfortunately, cannot comment on what might be the future with any additional sites. On number two, what is the progress on the renegotiations of lease agreements with landlords? I think the majority of the lease agreements have been renegotiated and closed. Now is just the continuing process of as leases expire that we are renewing and renegotiating. But overall, we have been well completed before the spin-off, and then a small portion of small landlords, small number of landlords that we had to close in this first 100 days. Maybe number three, the CAPEX.
I think I already mentioned the CAPEX one briefly, so we don't see a change on CAPEX consumption in Serbia, even though the 5G frequency has been postponed, because there are quite some other projects in the pipeline, also from the anchor tenant, and therefore we keep our CAPEX prediction for the year 2024. Coming to number four, this is the question if the tenancy ratio in Slovenia went down slightly from 1.27 in June to 1.22 in December 2023. I've been informed that this has been a small mistake from our side, because we miscalculated the non-MNOs in the previous number, and therefore 1.27 is the right number.
Just to add, we had added some non-MNOs, which showed the 1.27, but then we standardized only to show the MNOs, because they're the main major contributor to the revenues. But if you take Slovenia year over year, we have increased the rollout, and if we increase the third party tenants, so it has grown.
Looking at the next number, where do we see 2024 EBITDA share of Austria? We don't see a structural change in the shares, in the share of the different markets to what we have shown now. No significant change. So we assume that it will be on a similar level than it has been before in 2023 as reported.
Who is driving this? It's skipping. One second. Let's see who is the next. Which question? There are some rumors that has been Cellnex thinking about options for their Austrian unit. According to newspaper, are you involved in any talks? Who could be other interested parties? I can just say that we are not involved in any of these talks. I'm not sure who might have interest. Thank you for the question.
If we talk about the tenancy ratio,
maybe you want to read the question.
What is the tenancy ratio you target? How many years to get there? We keep our predictions that we have presented just a few months ago. So our target is to achieve 1.44 in the early 30s. This was the path that is on our business plan calculation, and so far we don't see a reason not to stick to this number, even if it's a bit more midterm. Can you roughly share expectations for the near-term, medium-term, and long-term CapEx needs? We would also like to stick to what we presented in the financial guidance medium-term. So yes, our CapEx spend is a bit front-loaded. So for the last year, also with the purchasing of the 118 sites, this was a bit higher than our average planned for the midterm and therefore beyond. Therefore, we stick to our estimation that for the midterm, we expect CapEx of approximately 20% of our revenues.
And the last question that we have right now, could you please provide some color on your plans for tenancy growth outside the Austria region? And what is your outlook on an Austrian TowerCo M&A? Do you see any opportunity? So on the tenancy growth outside of Austria, we see very strong opportunities. As you can see from the presentation, we have some countries where we have very low tenancy ratio, and now we are working to improve that. We believe there will be good growth coming from the CEE region. And in regards to your second part, Austrian TowerCo M&A, again, we do not have any plans to do any M&A in Austria.
Thank you very much. That was the last question. Once again, the last call. Are there any further questions? We will wait for 50 more seconds.
If there are not any, just would like to thank everybody for taking the time and showing the interest to join our call. We are happy to provide further answers. So please reach out to Moritz Palmi and his team, and then we'll be in touch with all of you.
There is one more question. Does the 20% CapEx include towers unit growth? Please clarify, as public peers indicate that maintenance CapEx is in the mid-single digits.
The maintenance CapEx is also in the low single digits. The 20% CapEx in this case does include the maintenance CapEx.
All right. Thank you so much again for attending. As you mentioned, if there are any further questions, please just reach out and we are happy to answer your questions.
Thank you.
Have a good afternoon.